All right, welcome back. That was Wasp with The Idol and Arena of Pleasure. Before that, Dokken. Oh, dear. I have to give credit where credit's due. That was Tara's phrase, not mine. anyway, yeah, Dokken with Into the Fire and Till the Living End, and Scorpions with The Sails of Charon. Up next, got Melvins with Joan of Arc, Carcass with Buried Dreams, the opener off of Heartwork, and to add on another kind of stone-cold classic death metal opening track from an album, Dismember with Override of the Overture off of Like an Ever-Flowing Stream, and So Is Life. Yes, you heard me right, and So Is Life, but anyway, I've been listening to Dismember's Like an Ever-Flowing Stream all week long. Album turns 35 this year. I had the chance to interview Fred Estby a couple years ago for my show, and incredibly, incredibly nice guy. Really, really enjoyed getting the chance to interview him, and Dismember's like one of my all-time favorite death metal bands, so that was one of the many highlights of Harmony Corruption, other than, of course, tonight's episode. So anyway, here is Joan of Arc by the Melvins, Carcass with Buried Dreams, Dismember with Override of the Overture, and is, So Is Life, and My Dying Bride with The Snow in My Hand.
Morning and let's
All right, welcome back. That was My Dying Bride with The Snow in My Hand, Dismember with And So Is Life, and Override of the Overture, Carcass with Buried Dreams, and Melvins with Joan of Arc. Up next, got Cataclysm with Once Upon Possession and Dead Zygote, as well World of Treason, and then after that, Snarler with Unknowing Coercion, Big Shot, and Unreal Reality. Anyway, here is Cataclysm on Harmony Corruption.
If we are more like the forces of the heart, my body, this event, the we'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. That was Death Knell with Sediment. Before that, Snarler with Unreal Reality, Big Shot, and Unknowing Coercion. Before that, Cataclysm with World of Treason, Dead Zygote, and Once Upon Possession, all off of their debut album from 1995, Sorcery. Up next, got a few more songs by Death Knell, Bombardment and Loss. Again, my good pal, the Grind Connoisseur, showed me Snarler and Death Knell, and I've been a fan ever since. After that, I have one of the greatest metal songs that's ever been ever written. Ever. Demolition Hammer, Skull Fracturing Nightmare, another opening track off another classic album, this one from 1992, Epidemic of Violence. Skull Fracturing Nightmare by Demolition Hammer is one of the best songs ever played, ever made in the metal world. I love it. I can't say enough about it. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Have a great night, folks, and make sure you tune in next week, Tuesday 8 to 10 p.m., for lots more Harmony Corruption. Here is Death Knell and Demolition Hammer on Harmony Corruption. Have a great night and stay tuned for Indie Whimsy right after.
Let's go! On September 23rd and 24th, you can meet over 100 employers in the main gym of the Athletics and Recreation Center. If you are considering a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields, then join us on September 23rd for the Engineering and Technology Fair. On September 24th, many top companies, organizations, and schools will be at the Career and Further Education Fair. Pick up your free copy of Queen's Best Interview, Resume, and Cover Letter Highlights magazine on both days, and get free professional headshots on Thursday, September 24th. Both events are open to all Queen's students of all years and run from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
And they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years in Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up.
And embrace the nonsense.
All the best music in your town.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
And the star of this week's show, Ms. Joyce Simone.